Funpod.
Der sonnige Podcast.
Willkommen zur 173. Ausgabe von Funpod, sagt Michael. Rob Hopkins hat vor rund 9 Jahren gemeinsam mit anderen die erste Transition Town Initiative im südenglischen Totnes gegründet und ist zugleich der bekannteste Vertreter dieser weltweiten Bewegung für eine bessere Welt. Ich traf ihn vorletzte Woche bei der Klima-Unkonferenz in Hannover, zu der die dortige Transition-Initiative eingeladen hatte. Und als ich ihn beim Geschirrspülen auf ein Interview ansprach, war er sofort dazu bereit. In unserem Gespräch beschreibt Rob Hopkins die Transition Town-Bewegung, so wie sie sich ihm aus heutiger Sicht darstellt. Und er erhält den Zusammenhang mit der Permakultur und dem Punk.
My name is Rob Hopkins. I'm the co-founder of Transition Town Totnes and also of Transition Network. I live in the southwest of England and I grow very good beetroot in my garden.
Okay, great. after almost 10 years of the development of the Transition Town movement, if you meet somebody who never heard anything about it and you want to explain what is transition about, what would you say today?
I would say that it is a movement of communities who are reimagining and rebuilding our world.
Great. And if he asks you to go a little bit more into detail,
then I would say that it is a set of tools and an approach which enables communities to come together and work together. Around the goals of making the place they live more healthy, more resilient, more diverse, more beautiful, more nourishing. It's about solutions rather than problems. It's a process which pays as much attention to the inner life of the group and designing for group resilience and personal resilience and avoiding burnout as it is about the actual physical things that it does. But it's also about building a new economy in the places where we live, starting today, in a way that we can do, any of us can do.
Mm-hmm. When I first read about transition in the early years, it was a lot about climate change, peak oil and so on. Don't you mention it anymore? Or are these problems connected with this solved automatically by what you said before?
When we started doing transition, we always framed it as being a response to peak oil and climate change. And that was the central part of our message for the first 6, 7, 8 years, I think. You know, we do what we do in response to these challenges, and we added, you know, it was also the economic crisis, there were other challenges as well, you know, but it was still that sense of we do transition as a response. I think the shift we've seen over the last year has been to say, I'm not really even sure that we need to do that anymore. You know, I think most people have a sense that something isn't right, that something, whether they attribute it to climate change, to the economic crisis, to the energy crisis, whatever, people have a sense that the way that we are living now is unsustainable and that change is moving very quickly. I think as well as groups doing transition on the ground, we find ourselves in a position where the people who are already motivated by climate change are already involved. But actually, if we want this to work, we have to engage much more widely just than the people who believe in climate change. There might be people who aren't motivated by climate change, but they are motivated by caring about the place, about its young people, about its economy, about its businesses, etc., etc., its nature, etc. You know. So, but we need those people. So how do we find the common ground with those people? You know, yes. Transition for me is the kind of the science of finding common ground with people as much as we can. And so actually for me now, I think when I talk about transition, for me we've moved from being a response to being a movement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I say, we do, you know, why do we do transition? We do it because it's brilliant. We do it because it is sufficiently wonderful on its own terms that we no longer need to justify ourselves in terms of what we stand of what we're doing it in response to. You know, transition meets our needs, it builds community, it answers our needs as human beings in a much more round way than neoliberal economics and free market capitalism is doing. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that's been a really big shift, that we move from being about response to being about a movement.
What do you think, how can we communicate this? Because as far as I can see, we are still, because of our history, seen as a green movement, as an environmental movement.
Yeah, it's funny, because actually I think in many ways that becomes less and less the case, actually. Mm-hmm. I think you could just as easily look at transition and say that it is a new economics movement. You could just as easily look at transition and say that it is a sort of personal resilience movement, group resilience movement. You could just as easily look at it and say that it's a public health movement. And all of those would be as appropriate as to say that it's an environmental movement. Mm-hmm. I love Jean de Buffet, who is a French artist, used to say, art's best moments are when it forgets what it's called. Mm-hmm. And actually, for me, transition's best moments are when it doesn't do what you expect an environmental movement to do. Mm-hmm. So whether it's becoming a developer and building houses, whether it's setting up an energy company, doing events around community-led entrepreneurship, those are the edges of transition that interest me the most. You know, when it doesn't do what's expected of it, because that's when, for me, when it's at its most powerful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, when we talked earlier, we were at the point, how can we open the movement to groups which are normally far away? Have you any idea how this can happen?
Yeah, I think we have to be very conscious of the things that we do that are things that are expected of people who do the kind of things that we do. And you know, I'm very aware of, you know, within the climate change movement, you know, there are often our use of language or our appearance or the fonts that we use on our websites, or you know, there are lots of things that put us. People can say, "Oh, it's that lot." Mm-hmm. It puts us into a that lot box. And so for me, if you want to reach beyond those people, you have to find out what the other people need, what they're interested in. You know, I spent years as a permaculture teacher, permaculture designer, you know, suggesting that people plant sort of these strange edible perennial plants that are kind of edible in theory, but I suspect there's not that many people who actually think, I need to eat that plant, it's really nice. But actually, the real needs of the places where we live are around jobs and health and housing, and actually we can meet a lot of those needs from a transition basis. Mm-hmm. You know, we can bring transition thinking, transition principles to how that happens. So for me, it's about, you know, I spent years in the environmental movement, and sometimes you get this rather arrogant idea that kind of goes, one day everybody will realize that we were right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, I wouldn't count on it, you know.
So transition has emancipated from permaculture, overcome it.
I think transition, you know, one of my initial motivations with starting transition was that I read David Holmgren's amazing Permaculture Principles and Pathways Beyond Sustainability book, which just blew my mind completely, because he was saying, in the context of climate change, in the context of the energy crisis, we need to scale. Permaculture thinking, permaculture design principles are the foundation of a post-oil, post-growth society. And I was like, brilliant, absolutely, that's what we need to do. Right, come on then, and look round at the permaculture movement, and actually it largely, it was very happy being in a niche where people spoke the same and looked the same, and you know, and so for me, transition was designed as a way that we can accelerate that really quickly. But because permaculture is kind of built into the DNA of transition, often people get involved in transition, and then when they come into, they might not have heard of permaculture before, but when they come across permaculture, they go, "Well, of course," you know, because somehow they absorb it by osmosis.
One personal question. You are looked upon as the face of the Transition Town movement, or the, you said you are the co-founder, but normally you are seen as the founder. Is there anything in your biography which brought you to this position? Why is it you?
Why is it me? I don't know. some random accident.
Had your parents a garden or whatever?
I mean, if people ask me what was the seed of it, I think the seed of it for me was punk.
Okay. Punk?
You know, I grew up with I loved that punk, do-it-yourself culture. There was a beautiful thing that I loved that was just a hand-drawn piece of paper, and it had drawn on it how to play three chords on a guitar, A, E, and G. And it said, "Here are three chords, now form a band." And I love that kind of spirit of, if you don't like the music, make your own music. If you don't like the music magazines, make your own. If you don't like the record label, make your own record label. And I kind of grew up with that spirit of people making their own records and people forming a band even if they couldn't play very well. And so for me, I think that there's a real kind of spirit to that that still kind of propels me forward, I think.
Transition is based on punk. Yeah. I never thought about it.
Well, I think, you know, it's like, you know, when we, there's a, we, I wrote a book called The Transition Companion that was the idea that that rather than transition being a set of rules, it's actually like a set of ingredients.
Yes.
And the transition is like an invitation to make an amazing cake. And everywhere we'll make an amazing cake, and some of the ingredients will be the same and some of them will be different. And they will maybe work, do it in a different way, but you have to do some things in different stages. And so for me, it's quite similar. It's, you know, here are some ingredients, now form a transition group.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Sunpod.
Der sonnige Podcast.
Positive Impulse für eine lebenswerte Welt, wie wir sie uns wünschen. Um neue Ideen bekannt zu machen, brauchen wir eure Hilfe. Durch Rückmeldungen und Unterstützung aus der Hörerschaft. Kommentare sind willkommen. Entweder über den Blog www.sunpod.de oder per E-Mail. Die Kontaktdaten findet ihr im Bereich Die Autoren. Finanziell könnt ihr unser Ideenradio via Flatter, PayPal oder Überweisung fördern. Details hierzu findet ihr auf der Homepage www.sunpod.de im Bereich über Sunpod. Vielen Dank für eure Mithilfe.